It's an early Saturday morning in Marrero, and a luxury coach bus filled with sisters, mothers, children, uncles, and cousins from the New Orleans area is embarking on the 2.5-hour drive to the Louisiana State Penitentiary, or Angola.
May I have your attention, please? We'd like to say a prayer before we leave. We know that we give God the glory for everything that we do.
The bus trip is coordinated by an organization called Cornerstone, under the auspices of Catholic Charities. It's the only one of its kind that doesn't charge a fee for the ride, which, according to its passengers, makes all the difference.
My name is Lori Smith, and I'm a passenger on the bus going to Angola.
If it would be for the bus, I really don't know how we get out here, because there isn't public transportation.
Each time they have it, I try to be on a bus.
And who are you going to visit today?
My son. He's been in Angola now like 20 years.
Dolores is just one of a group of regulars that rides the bus to Angola every time it goes. Catherine Washington has been going to visit her son for the past 4 years.
This our little crew right here. Yeah, we the regulars. Them three back there, me, car.
Cornerstone Bus Project Director Leo Jackson works to maintain a connection between people who are incarcerated and their families.
You know, after 20, 30 years in prison, you know, you lose ties with people and connections and even feelings sort of fade. So to keep that alive, we try to keep the family unified even while the inmate is in prison.
Leo knows firsthand.
I spent 32 years in prison. And during the 32 years of my confinement, many things changed, especially in the family structure. But I was able to keep a relationship with my daughter, with my sisters and brothers and mother, and it meant something when I got out.
What's your name in there?
Jay Sean, Favors.
How old are you?
9.
Who are you going to see?
My daddy.
This is 9-year-old Jay Sean Favors with his grandfather, Eric Henry. How old was he when his dad was incarcerated?
He was like 2. But he always kept in touch with his dad. We made sure that he know who his dad is.
And how long do you expect that his dad will be in prison?
Well, right now we find his life in prison without possible parole.
Leo says that family visits are crucial for everyone, not just for people who need a support network once they're released.
Well, it's more important. I think the man who's not going to get out needs as much family support as he can. You know, relationships are based on people's mutual feelings for one another. The distance doesn't break a relationship. So we try to keep that love and that feeling of belongingness with the inmate. If he feels that he has someone that cares about him and he belongs to something other than just the institution.
In 1974, Leo Jackson was sentenced to 2 consecutive life terms in prison with no chance for parole. While he was in prison, Leo served as a peer advocate, helping his fellow inmates file for appeals and defend themselves at disciplinary trials. In 1995, he enrolled in what was then the new extension program of the New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary, and he became a chaplain. In the meantime, the mandatory minimum sentencing laws that had been in effect at the time of Leo's conviction were repealed. When Leo went to trial, his judge had no choice but to match his heroin distribution charge with a life sentence. But starting in 2001, heroin sales in Louisiana were punishable by a sentence of anywhere from 5 to 50 years in prison. So, in 2006, Jackson was pardoned by the state after serving 32 years. Since his release, he's been working to help families and inmates stay connected.
We focus on not just one person, the incarcerated person, or the family member, or the child, but on all 3.
The ride back to New Orleans is bittersweet. Here's Dolores Smith again after her visit with her son.
When I leave, it's just a sad feeling. And then I wonder, you know, how long is this going to go on? You know, there's no end to it, really. But then again, there's hope. There's always hope, you know.
Some passengers, like Catherine Washington, are in good spirits on the ride home.
We just have, it's like we be having one big old picnic up in there. We try to make the best of it. You know, instead of all that crying and, you know, that's going to make them sad. You know, so we make it joyful.
The next trip that Cornerstone makes to Angola will be December 21st. Just before Christmas time. For WWNO, I'm Nina Feldman.